Welcome back to Level Yourself. I am your host, Jance, and I'm here with Liz. What's up, Liz?
What's up, Jance? How are you?
I'm good. Happy International Women's Day.
Woo!
This is an exciting day for us women.
Yeah, very exciting.
It's really cool. I've been watching social media. I've been on social media and, you know, I see everybody posting about International Women's Day. I see the men, the women, everybody's been super supportive and like celebrating us and, you know, everything we've accomplished and how far we've come and, you know, what women these days and nowadays, thanks to women in the past, we have done so much and we've achieved so much. And it's pretty cool to see how everybody's posting and making it a big deal.
It's extremely inspirational for me to kind of read and learn and find out about these stories of females who have broken so many barriers. And then it's super motivating for me to continue to, you know, be a part of breaking barriers. And then one day, right now, everything that's happening now is going to be, you know, celebrated years from now by the next generation and then the following generation. So I'm excited to find out additional barriers that we're going to be able to break, because even though we've come so far, there's still so far to go.
Yeah. And there is so much more that we can accomplish, so much more that we can do, and we have a long journey, but we've come, you know, so far. Who would have known back in 1908 when 15,000 women came together to march? And then a year later, they named a national day just for us because we came together. We mm-hmm. made a difference. We spoke out. We really we united, and united, we were able to accomplish something, and we motivated each other and we encouraged each other. And I think that's something very, very important for us as women to really always understand and always, you know, keep pushing, encourage each other, lift each other. Leave that pettiness to the side.
right.
We have so much talent. We have so much strength that we can accomplish so much, and we have. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep doing it.
Right. And empowering one another, you know, and supporting each other. So that's extremely important. And like you said, all of the hate and all of the pettiness is just very trivial in the bigger grand scheme of things. So it's really important to continue to empower one another.
Yeah. You know, and Liz, we hear about a lot of the women in the past that, you know, that have marked today, that have, you know, really led the path to a lot of women today. But there's so many other women that have made changes, that have impacted society and have impacted our lives without us not even knowing. Because, right. You know, sometimes we hear about just the same ones all over and over again, which is nothing wrong with that, but there's so much more.
Right. And then to that point, I was, you know, us being of Puerto Rican nationality, I was like, you know, what about those Puerto Rican females that broke barriers? And I was reading about Lieutenant Colonel Olga Custodio. She was the first Hispanic female U.S. military pilot. And then after she retired, she became the first Latina commercial airline captain, which is huge. So listening to her story and watching her video is truly inspirational, because she definitely broke barriers. And it's important for, you know, for our children, our girls, and for the next generation to know these types of stories and to understand that anything is possible with perseverance.
Right, right. And it's interesting that, first of all, I've never heard of that lady. So that's very interesting. Like, see, I never heard of her. And you you mentioned something that, you know, really quick is, you know, for our children, for our girls, the way we, you know, for them to understand that there's so much more, and for us to really, you know, let them read about these other people and every, you know, all these women that have been doing great and really pushing these great qualities that these women have, that be, and have made them into what they are and what they were and what they led us into. And those are the qualities that we want to push into our daughters and our nieces, to, so that they can keep impacting positively. Right.
Right. Right. Definitely. And the funny thing is, in my research too, I found that both Berkeley University and Cornell University have women in leadership certificates, which is huge. So they teach about a deeper knowledge and reflection on women leaders and women in the business industry and how to combat or overcome some of the challenges as a female in, you know, in business and in careers, and how you can be an effective leader. So that just goes to show you how much times have changed for there to even be a certificate that you can get in women's leadership is huge.
I had no clue that even existed, like that was something, you know? So wait, so what are the two colleges, universities, what are they?
It's Berkeley and Cornell. And Cornell is very well known. So for Cornell University to have this type of certificate, it's a big deal.
Yeah. No, it really is. And, you know, I know there's a lot of us women really, you know, trying to impact the world and society, but it's important to always stay grounded. You know, and push, yes, for our vision, but understand our strength, really, you know, have humility, you know, practice resilience and like really take risk. And that's what makes like those are qualities from the past women that have impacted like for today. Those are qualities that we need to, you know, keep in mind and really push those qualities, because those are what helped them make the changes, make a difference. And we need to also keep that in mind. Those are great qualities to have and to teach our little ones, like
you said. You said a key characteristic that just keeps coming up is resilience and being resilient, you know, like not giving up, continue, you know, they say no, you keep going until they say yes, and breaking those barriers. There's no way that we could be where we're at today without the resilience of those females in our past.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so beautiful to see like us in the government, how great we're doing in sports, like, you know, in communications and everything. It's just so great and so beautiful. And I really just want, like today, like I really, really want to encourage just everyone to like, yes, you know, we're posting and everybody's having a great time, you know, and hey, happy International Women's Day. But keep that same mentality every day.
Right.
It's not only one day, you know, we have to keep that practice every single day, and we will get further together and stronger together. And it's uplifting each other as women every single day.
Yes. And continue to be united, to have that much more powerful voice if we stay united.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
It's amazing. It's a very amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Level Yourself today. I think that, you know, it is a special day for us women. And don't worry, guys. You know, we still love you. Mama. No, we do. But it's a special day for us. You know, we have this one day, this whole month to celebrate and really, you know, show our great qualities. But you know, I want to thank everyone, and to all the women, happy International Women's Day. Stay strong, stay fierce.
Right. That's right.
And let's really share our strengths and our qualities, great qualities, with our daughters. They're like the next, they're the next generation, right? They're like, they're the next ones behind us that are really going to push this change. Let's be a great example for them.
Right. Oh, yes, that's so right. Be positive mentors in their life and, you know, show them the strength that they have.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Level Yourself today. We have a few more great things to come this week, so stay tuned. And again, happy International Women's Day to all you ladies out there.
Yay! Level yourself.
Yes, don't forget to level yourself. Bye, guys.